Welcome to the Jockey Club On the Lead podcast. I'm Carolyn Conley. This is the platform where we get to know the powerful products and services offered by the Jockey Club's companies. We will also learn more about the initiatives supported by the Jockey Club, and we'll discuss the most important issues affecting the sport of thoroughbred horse racing. Welcome. I'm Carolyn Conley, and we're here to speak with Chris Dobbins, Senior Vice President of Encompass Solutions, to discuss the Jockey Club's involvement with the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act, or HISA. Welcome, Chris. How did the relationship begin with Jockey Club? How did they get involved with HISA?
That's a great question, Carolyn. 10 years ago, the Jockey Club, was looking at, how can we create these uniform rules and not have this kind of dysfunctional use of 38 different jurisdictions. So, the Jockey Club being a supporter of this and one of the original backers of this, and that's really how this started to get the support of moving HISA forward. And the Jockey Club's just been an integral part of being a leader and advocate for moving this whole system forward as it is now.
So the Jockey Club has many companies underneath it. What are some of the companies that are collaborating with HISA?
I would say all of our family of companies at one point or another are a part of helping move HISA in the direction that it's moving in, from Equibase and the data collection, from our technology services company being the lead development arm of all the things that we do here at the Jockey Club, and Encompass being kind of the lead. We're the key interaction between racetracks and trainers and everything that has to do with the racing office. And so we work really closely with racetracks as a software as a service provider. And we provide all those great tools that racetracks have used for many years to allow their racing programs to evolve and develop into the programs they are today. And it was just, very fitting that, we were looked upon to help HISA, get off the ground with data integrations and using our companies from technology services and the technology development that they do and the expertise that Encompass brings from the racing office side of operations and marrying all those things with Equibase data and assisting HISA with all the data needs that they would need to get it off the ground, along with the Jockey Club having all the pedigree information and, of course, the Jockey Club information systems. It's just been a big group effort amongst all of our companies to push this forward for HISA.
So has the Jockey Club created specific products for HISA?
We've created a lot of products that not necessarily were for HISA, but were more for our racetracks and our horsemen to help them with the rules and regulations that HISA has put in place. And quite a number of those, I'll go through some of the things that we've helped develop for them. But, the first was, of course, helping HISA's website and their registration process get off the ground with seeding them with some data and the ability to link back to our data here at the Jockey Club family of companies. As a person is registering to be a covered person or registering their covered horses, they're able to look back and make sure that, John Velasquez is John Velasquez in the Equibase world. And, a horse, as they're trying to register the horse as a covered horse, that a particular horse is who that particular horse is. And so we shared all that data back with HISA so they can create those matches and create a good database. One of the things that Encompass created at the same time as the launch was going off on July 1st and right before that, we created tools that were entry validations. And so as a horse was being entered into our system, it allowed racetracks to see if that horse was covered, and if that trainer had been covered, if that rider had been covered. It gives them that time at entry to see, you know, who do I need to call to make sure that everybody's covered with HISA. Some other things that we rolled out at the same time to assist regulatory veterinarians was our pre and post race attestations. And so one of the big things that HISA wanted to do is make sure that as a horse was in the paddock, that the regulatory vet had seen the horse. As the horse went into the starting gate, the regulatory vet had seen that horse. And so we had always hosted the pre-race exam module, which allows regulatory veterinarians at all the tracks across the U.S. the ability to go in and review a horse's vet history as they've examined the horse. No matter what jurisdiction is, we share that information. And as they're going in and doing their exams, pre-race exams, they can attest to all the new regulations that HISA put in place, whether they had done that paddock review and they had watched the horse after the race gallop and come back. So we created those and passed those on to HISA as they're done by the regulatory vets. Another real key area that HISA was taking control of at that time on July 1st was creating their own vets list. And so HISA has their HISA vets list, and Encompass had always provided the software to administer a vets list across the country, even though it was at each jurisdiction, each racetrack and the state it was in. There was a uniform vets list, but HISA came in and they needed an additional vets list that was a HISA vets list. So we added an additional vets list in our system to accommodate that and pass that data to HISA as our regulatory vets, or however each association across the U.S. Administered their HISA vets list would have the ability to pass that information on to HISA if horse has been placed on a vets list and meets the five or six criteria that HISA has for being on a vets list.
Now, you were discussing veterinarians and their reporting system. Is that the Equitaps software you're referring to?
It is not, but let me get into that. And so just to clarify that, our pre-race exam system has always been in our Track Manager product, which has been our core flagship product for a number of years. But you did bring up our new system, Equitaps, which we did launch not too long ago. It was a replacement system for our electronic treatment record system that we had put into the marketplace a number of years ago to assist racetracks and probably more so racing commissions who had rules on their own books in each individual states of requiring veterinarians to report any treatments or procedures. So that system was out there prior to HISA coming into play. And when HISA came into play, we needed a more agile system. We needed a system that was more functional across all racing jurisdictions, but still supported our racing commissions that we had agreements with to satisfy their regulations. And so we developed the new system called Equitaps, which can be found at equitaps.com. It is a free service for all folks who are required to report treatments on their horses. So whether you're an attending veterinarian, the trainer, an owner, or as HISA would call it, a responsible party, if you are required to submit treatment records on your horse, you can do so easily through Equitaps, which again is a free service. And if a horse is covered by HISA, it has its HISA number, which we get all those numbers back into our system. Any treatments that are applied to that horse would automatically be sent to HISA. And they would have those for their records as well. One of the great things about the Equitaps service that we built, we worked in conjunction with HISA, so it's an easy single sign-on authorization using your HISA credentials. So if you once you've registered with HISA and you would like to report your treatments through Equitaps, It's as simple as just going to equitaps.com and putting in your Heiser credentials, looking up your horse, and submitting treatment records on it.
Well, I love that horsemen have access to this product. And I'm curious, can they, responsible parties, go in and maybe have a look over everything and say, oh, good, this is all done, and this is done, and this is done, and have that kind of interactive experience?
Absolutely, that's correct. So you'll have your list of horses, and you can look and see what you've applied to them as either an attending vet or the trainer or the owner of that horse, and you'll be able to see that information. The great thing about even the vet treatment side of things, so let's say you work for a vet practice, everybody in the practice would be able to see those horses, and everybody in that practice would be able to share favorite codes in there. So if you had a favorite procedure or a favorite treatment that you wanted to call XYZ that everybody used in that practice, everybody in that practice can know what XYZ is and simply apply it to that horse. We've worked with several vet organizations and had a lot of discussions with some folks at the AAP of how to make this more user-friendly for our vets. And so we think it's a pretty good tool for them going forward to be able to submit their treatments and procedures and vaccinations on horses. And another part about on the vaccinations, we've also created the ability to do a whole barn. So if I came in and did Todd Pletcher's vaccinations for a whole barn, I could administer, you know, all of my flu rhino vaccinations at one time to the whole barn, submit it, and not have to go into every single horse. So hopefully save some time for the vets out there that are doing those types of uploading of records to HISA.
I'm sure that's appreciated. When will these products or services be available?
Yeah, you know, Equitaps is available now. It's been available for the last few months. Again, it's a free service, and it's available at equitaps.com.
And let's move on now to the interactive racing office. I know some services are still being developed, but tell us more about that product.
Our interactive racing office product has been out in the marketplace for a few years now, and it started out as, you know, a place where our tracks can conduct business with trainers without trainers having to necessarily make telephone calls or come into the racing office. If they want to look at their inventory of horses at that track, look at the types of medications that horse races on, Lasix, Butte, what type of equipment that horse races on, look at their last workouts, look at, you know, charts of races of their inventory of horses. They can look at all those things and look at the last 30 days, 60 days, 90 days activity of all their horses in their inventory. And at the same time, they could fill out a stall application to that track, or nominate a horse to a stakes race to that track, or enter a horse in a race. You know, we look at this product as, you know, where I think at some point in the U.S. we're going to get to. We haven't quite caught up with the rest of the world or some of the other breeds. I would say in Europe, you're looking at 80%+ of an online entry process, and in the standard bred U.S. world, you're 98% of all entries are made online, and we're still kind of in the order taking of calling into a racing office or walking into the office. So, you know, I'm excited and looking forward to when we can adopt some of these newer technologies that interactive racing office will bring. And the one thing that we see in this product is it's a platform that probably really needs to grow. And so we've really taken some initiatives here in the last 6 months to look at that platform a little differently than just an interactive racing office platform of a platform for racetracks to communicate with horsemen. We're looking at more of it's a horseman services portal. You know, how, you know, what do I as a horseman need in a portal that makes me want to come there every day and helps me conduct my business in a better way? So we're going to introduce things like, you know, I can manage my inventory of horses in there better. I can add horses, remove horses off my inventory of horses. I can see which horses are covered by HISA. I can single click a horse that's not covered by HISA and register him with HISA or her. And just making those processes easier for horsemen to interact with HISA and platforms that some are familiar with, hopefully more will get become familiar with, and provide more services in those platforms.
Very good. Now, is there any cost to the industry for the Jockey Club services to HISA?
There is not, all of this has been, on our dime, and that's been, services that we're trying to provide back to the industry, to make things easier on horsemen, to make the communications between HISA and the horsemen easier, and of course, to make the communications between our customers, the racetracks, and the horsemen easier. So, yeah, all these wonderful services that hopefully everybody will take advantage of are free to them.
Wonderful. And these products and services, you said many are available now, and equitaps.com with HISA credentials is one of the main gateways, correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And our interactive racing office, those new changes are starting to come out. We'll have the main core product is there, but it's going to be rebranded, reskinned. It's going to look a little different in the probably the first quarter of next year. We'll start layering in a lot of these new services that I talked about with the calendar functions, the communication portal. And so we'll start sending out notifications to our users and, of course, the industry through marketing and media materials of hey, this is now available. So version one's out, version two's coming, version three is short to follow, and we'll keep the industry apprised of our progress on our as we call it potentially EquiHub or something along those lines, as instead of interactive racing office, we're trying to brand this as more of a services platform that's not just your interaction with racing offices, but how a horseman does business every day and the tools to make it easier.
Wonderful. And is there anything else you'd like to share about the Jockey Club's services and tools for HISA?
I think as time goes on, and I would say we'll continue to develop products and services that enhances everybody's ability to adhere to regulations. We have a Thoroughbred Safety Committee that constantly comes out with recommendations, and many of those recommendations are tools that are in Encompass software to assist our racetracks. So I believe there'll be just a constantly evolving and developing new tools to assist horsemen, to assist HISA, to assist our racetrack partners.
Well, I encourage anyone interested to visit the Jockey Club website at jockeyclub.com. And Chris Dobbins, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Carolyn. Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of On the Lead. Please be sure to visit the Jockey Club website at jockeyclub.com to learn more about the Jockey Club, its companies, and its supported initiatives. You can also follow the Jockey Club on Facebook and Twitter. We look forward to you joining us next time.